This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes, and like all of those episodes, it may contain spoilers, so consider yourself warned. If you like what you hear, head over to patreon.com/horrorqueers to listen to tons of bonus content. And now, without further ado, here's your exclusive Patreon clip.
By the way, love the score for this scene. This scene is really good at building. Like, you know it's coming. You know exactly what's about to happen. And yeah. as soon as she stands on this stool or whatever.
Oh, my God. Girl, you have house staff, even though they all quit because Miss Bailoff kicked them out of the house. The agency will send you more. You do not need to water your own plants.
God, just the way she's watching him, too. It's like she's salivating.
Oh, yeah, because she's quite literally winding him up.
Mm-hmm.
And this camera work.
Oh, I know, right? And, I mean, come on. I was about to be like, this calls to mind The Shining, but The Shining hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm. Kids on tricycles. Terrifying.
Terrifying.
This close-ups of the eyes and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, this is so good.
It makes you wonder, though. I mean, he's got his head down the whole way. Sometimes I wonder how much does he actually know of what he's doing versus how much he's being sort of groomed to do by...
Oh, again, talking about the omnipotent power of Satan, it's like his father is guiding him subconsciously. Right.
But also, you know how often we've talked about how Americans can't do a pull-up?
Yeah.
Bitch, pull yourself up!
I do love the way that this fall is shot, though.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about it.
It's... because it almost looks like she's... being dropped in slow motion, but like on wires. I mean, I can't see the wires, but I, if you had told me she was wearing wires to fall like this, I would have believed you.
So can I tell you?
Yes, please.
So she didn't want to do that stunt. She thought it was too dangerous. So what they did is they put her on a dolly. So she's standing upright. She twists around as they pull the dolly back and the floor is the wall.
Don't you love like seeing story? It's like that's movie magic right there.
Yeah, because initially they were like, okay, we're just going to drop you. And she said, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing that. Like she just refused. It didn't matter how much they kind of harangued her. And they were like, okay, I guess we'll just come up with a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me said, you get a stunt double. That's how you do it. But I guess we didn't want to do it that way.
Which I think is fair, actually, because I mean, some performers do a lot of work, and we should respect them. But it's something like that where I'm kind of like, but you're...
It's just the one stunt that you need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but not really, because do we do a dummy when we toss her into the ambulance?
I don't know. I feel like you see her arms moving around. That might be... it's a long shot. Like, we're not right in her face. It was this fall that we just saw. Like, we're right in her... Although, I guess, if they had used a stunt woman, they would have changed their approach to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I remembered that she fell because obviously it's a big moment, but I definitely thought that she died there. And then when I saw it, to me, it almost felt like our Psycho Arbogast shot. So it was interesting to learn, so we did do something different with it. We're not actually filming a fall.
I'm so glad you said that because that is exactly what I thought when I watched this yesterday. It's not exactly the same, but like there's something off about it because it doesn't look like she falls that far in the shot. Like it really looks like she's about 2 feet away from the floor / the wall. But it's so stylized that I like it anyway, which is exactly how that psycho death scene is.
Yeah. Yeah.